today's shiur is focused upon the mitzvah of building a tabernacle, which is put forth in Parshas Truma. Yasuli Midash v'shachanti b'tocham. However, it is relevant as well to many, many parshiyot that have to do with the Mishkan and with the Mikdash. It is interesting when it says that pasuk, Yasuli Midash v'shachanti b'tocham. We know that the commentators point out, B'tocho lo ne'mar ele b'tocham. It doesn't say that the Shekhinah would dwell within the structure of the Mishkan or the Mikdash. In fact, this was the belief in the ancient world. In the ancient world, it was believed that you built a structure wherein the God would live, and you would offer him sacrifices and libations. That would be his food and drink. And if you could destroy the God's home, the Mikdash, the temple where he was, then you, in effect, destroyed the God as well. Judaism, of course, was revolutionary in this idea, that it believed that God never dwelled in that house. God's presence could be more intensely felt there by the fact that we were told to concentrate upon that place as a makam hamiyuchad la'avodas Hashem. And thereby, it would have a special sanctity to it. However, it was not that God dwelled and was limited by the walls of that place. Indeed, as we say, it was believed that God would dwell in our midst if we built that Makom HaKadosh properly. Perhaps with this idea, we can understand something that is pointed out by Rav Yitzchak Tversky in his work, Amita Shel Torah. Rabbi Tversky very beautifully points out that there's something very stunning if one looks at how the Mikdash is described as being constructed. It is essentially described as a person with body parts. So to take some examples, in terms of measurements, it's described in terms of ama, in terms of a forearm, v'chatzi kamato, in terms of a person's height. In terms of the chrubim, it's discussed as peneihem ish el achiv, the faces of one facing his brother. In fact, so much is it, by the way, that there's even one element where it describes isha el achota. Different parts in the Mishkan are put together. One woman is connected to her sister, it says. Again, clearly an indication of the attempt by the Torah to put forth the metaphor of the human body. The menorah is described arba peot asher arba raglav, as having four corners of its four legs. It says yerecha vekana, the thigh and the shoulder of the menorah. Al sfat hayiriyah, describing the curtain in the Mishkan, it says on the lip of the curtain. L'shtei yedotav, the Mishkan is described as having hands. The tzela ha-mishkan, the side, or really the rib of the Mishkan. Yutami ma'rosha, there will be complete, it said on the top of the Mishkan, on its head, it says. It describes as well kelayim in the Mishkan, kuflam and ayin, that there are elements that were braided, like hair is braided in the Mishkan. Why is it that you have these elements of the human body in a description of the building of the Mishkan of the Mikdash? I would suggest that, as we saw before, when it says, V'yasuli Mikdash v'shachanti v'tocham, you shall construct for me a Mikdash that I may dwell in your midst. Katzker Rebbe says about this, v'tocham mamish. He says it means that every person can in fact be a mikdash, be a mishkan, be a place where the Shekhinah can rest. I once saw that Rabbi Yitzhak of Berdichev suggested that just like the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKodashim, was the holiest place in the Mishkan, so too there is such a place in the human body, in the human being. And that place, he said, was the mind. The mind, with its connection to Torah, its focus upon Kedusha, is the Holy of Holies. And he said, to bring a foreign thought into one's mind is akin to bringing Avodah Zarah into the Kodesh HaKodashim. We must be aware of the fact that our thoughts must remain pure in our attempt to make ourselves into a dwelling place for the Shekhinah, into a Mikdash. Sounds like a nice drasha, but actually, amazingly, it's not a drasha. According to Rav Chaim Volozhiner and his Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, Perek Dalid, he points out as follows, that when a person considers an evil thought in his mind, let us say an improper sexual thought, he says he is actually bringing a prostitute into the Holy of Holies. To a much higher degree, he says, with greater powers of impurity and of evil than was brought by, he says, Titus, when he brought a prostitute in the Holy of Holies, in the Mikdash Mamish down below. And so too he says, V'chein chol chet v'yavon asher kol yish Yisrael machnis b'libo chas v'shalom eish zara. He says, so too, whenever a person brings any type of improper, sinful thought into his heart, it is a foreign fire. Or whenever he brings any type of improper character trait into his personality, it is something that is inappropriate being brought into the Mikdash. Halo hu mamish ki inyan akatuvi, says, it's like it's written in Yeshayahu beikot chenu bitratenu hayala sreifat eish. It's mamish, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He goes on to say, lachein ha'adam me'im hekdesh, a person is himself holy. Hu gam kein dugmat v'tavni tamishkan v'amikdash v'chol kelav. A person is himself the example and the model, the prototype, I would say, for the tabernacle and for the mikdash and for all its vessels. V'chein yed mechalek b'zohar klal tav mishkan v'kelav shehima remuzim kulam ba'adam. And so too he adds that all the parts of the Mishkan and the Mikdash are already hinted at the structure of the human being. So that he then adds and concludes, Vadai ikar inyan hakodesh v'hamikdash v'shriyat shchinato yitbarach hu ha'adam. He says that the main place in the world where God will dwell is in fact in the human being. It's not in the Mikdash. And then we say this as a drasha that every human being can also be a Mikdash. No, the Hepech. The human being is the main essence of where the Shekhinah can dwell. The idea of the Mikdash was that there should just be a formal illustration that everyone could look to. And in that illustration, we're seeing the Shekhinah could dwell there. One would recognize that so too as it is externally, all the more so can it be internally in the person himself. As hu atzmo ha-mikdash mamash, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Then a person can really make himself into the ideal Mikdash, not the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, but the Mikdash that is actually inside of him. in bringing that Kedusha to His personality. That is what the Mikdash is really supposed to be. The Mikdash in the person, not the Mikdash in the place that we gently identify as being the authentic Mikdash. Is that possible? It is. Often we emphasize that it's possible for great Torah scholars to do this. But we should recognize that really it is possible for everyone to do this. The Rambam says in Shmita V'Yovel, the very end, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, a famous Rambam, he indicates that Shevet Levi, with their commitment to Ribbono Shel Olam, stands out from among Klal Yisrael as ones who are completely devoted to his service. And then the Rambam says concerning this, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad Ela Kol Yishvish Mikol Ba'olam. Not only Shevet Levi, but any person. Look how he says it. Kol Yishvish, any human being. Mikol Ba'olam, from the entire world, not just a Jew. Asher Nadva Rucho Otova Heviyo Medali Vadela Modifne Hashem Lesharita Ola Avda. Who has been moved and drawn, his spirit has, and understands through his knowledge that he should separate and serve God, Badarad Hashem, to come to know him, Balach Yashar, and to walk straight in his ways. So those individuals who do this, Harei Zeh, such a person, Nikadesh Kodesh Kodashim, he himself becomes sanctified as the Holy of Holies. V'yi Hashem chelko v'nachalato li'olam olamei olamim. And that person will become God's portion and his inheritance. And that person, God will become his portion and his inheritance forever and ever. The Rambam, of course, never just makes things up. This is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tet Amud Aleph. Hayav Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Minayin Shafilu Olik Kochavim. How do you know that even an idolater, he asks, Rav Meir Simcha Dvinsk, in his Meshech Chochma, comments that it doesn't necessarily mean Olik Kochavim. That would be hard to believe. You can worship idols and still be Kodesh Kadashim, but it means a non-Jew, as we saw. V'yosek B'Torah, and he's engaged in the study of Torah. Shuka Kohen Gadol, how do we know he's even like the high priest? Shenemar, Asher Yasotam Adam V'Chaybahem. It says that a person shall do these commandments and live by them. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Lo Nemar. It doesn't say a Kohen or Levi Yisrael should do these things and live by them. Ela Adam. It says that a human being who does these sins, Hamamata Shafilu Ove Kochavim, V'Osek B'Torah, therefore you learn that even a non-Jew who is committed to the study of Torah and fulfilling God's will, Harehu Kakohen Gadol, he is considered to be like the high priest. A parallel statement is brought to this effect in the Tanit of Eliyahu Rabbah, Perek Yud. There, the author says, Meid ani alai et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, I call upon the heavens and the earth to testify, Ben Goy uBen Yisrael, be it a non-Jew or a Jew, bein ish or bein isha, a man or a woman, bein eved bein shivcha, be it a slave or a maidservant, hakol lefi maase she'ose kach ruach hakodesh shor alav. A person will be judged by his deeds and his kavanas and whatever he accomplishes in that realm. To that degree, it is possible for ruach hakodesh to come upon him. Revolba, in his Dat Shlomo Mamre Zman Matan Taratenu Daf Kufyud, says with reference to this source, Kol Adam Tzelem Elokim, any human being in the image of God, Yachol Hagia Lidei Ruach HaKodesh, is capable of coming to the highest level of holiness one can come to and receive Ruach HaKodesh. Hakol Afi Masav, everything is in accordance with his deeds, La Sigasago del Yonot, in order to acquire the highest level possible of holiness and connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, is it possible that a human being, any human being, can acquire Kedusha, Ruach HaKodesh? It is, in fact, possible, and it can happen. That is why the Mikdash is described in terms of normal human body parts, which every human being possesses. It is said that Rav Gustman, the famous Gaon, who when he was 23 years old, already was one of the Dayanim, the three great Dayanim in Vilna. And the story is told, I believe, at the Chazon Ish, that when he walked into the Chazon Ish and he came to Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish was sitting down, and Rav Gustman walked in the room, and he said his name, and the Chazon Ish said, oh, maybe you're the son, the grandson of the Dayan in Vilna, the famous Rav Yisrael Gustman. Rav Gustman said, that's me. And the Chazon Ish immediately stood up to recognize this great person. It was Rav Gustman, the story goes, wherein his entire community was asking him to reveal the fact that he had Ruach HaKodesh. Everyone believed he had Ruach HaKodesh. No one doubted it, but they wanted him to say it, to come out and say it. So we all know, of course, anyone who comes out and says they have Ruach HaKodesh probably doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh. But, no, they wanted to come out and say they had Ruach HaKodesh because of certain things he had said and foreseen. And so, he finally, one day he said it, with all the pressure, he said, okay, no, I have Ruach HaKodesh. So, of course, after he said it, people started wondering, how could he say such a thing? They asked him, they said, Rebbe, not that we don't believe that you have Ruach HaKodesh. Of course, we do believe you have Ruach HaKodesh. But you come out and say it? How could you come out and say it? So he said, what do you mean? When I came out and said, I have Ruach HaKodesh, I wasn't saying anything special about me. Because every person has Ruach HaKodesh. Every person has Ruach HaKodesh. And I'll prove it to you. Because we say in the davening on Yom Kippur, we say, Al tashlichenu milafanecha, v'ruach kodeshecha al tikach mimenu. We say, do not throw us away from before you. Do not cast us away, O God. And do not take the Holy Spirit from us. Do not take away our Ruach HaKodesh. So you see from this, said Rav Gustman, that every person has Ruach HaKodesh. Not just great Gedolim and Tzadikim. That every person has Ruach HaKodesh. And certainly, as we have been indicating, that every person has the potential to have Ruach HaKodesh, to be, as the Rambam says, Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, to be a Mikdash where the Shekhinah can dwell, if he will try with all his kavanas, with all of his heart and mind, to become that Mikdash.